Sitting cross-legged on the pier was a human male dressed in a brown shirt and dark pants. He was holding his face between his hands and resembled the human she'd been spying at the compound. Petrella glided toward the structure quietly, fearful of making a sound and being detected, wanting only to get a closer glimpse of him. As she approached, her arm touched something sharp drifting in the water. "Ouch!" she blurted out. The male jolted up in his sitting position. "Who is there?" He wiped his eyes with the back of his hand and saw her. He stared, mesmerized by her bright elegance. Her face glistened. He had heard and seen Gillian females and had adored their good looks, but this one was gorgeous beyond belief. Her skin was the color of a seashell. Her hair was long and yellow. "My goodness, it's her, the one who has been swimming near the compound." She continued to float in the water, watching him as he looked at her. He crept closer to the edge of the pier. Crouching down, he motioned with his hand. "It's okay, I won't hurt you. Please, come closer." Petrella, still shivering, hesitated. "Were you crying just now?" He pulled his hand back and sat down cross-legged again. "Ah." His heart ached and he couldn't mask his pain any longer. "My mother died today."
"Oh, I'm so sorry," she offered.
He bit at his fingernail.
"Me too."
She kicked up her fin.
"What's your name?"
He looked up.
"Finard. What's yours?"
"Petrella."
Finard jerked up.
"Petrella? You mean like Princess Petrella of Anglon? Oh, I've heard of you."
She nodded, embarrassed. He fell to his knees.
"Your Highness."
Petrella moved away, unsure of what to do. Her back was raw. The water stung her cuts. Finard bent forward.
"Wait, stop. Where are you going?"
She turned back toward him.
"Could you come out of the water and sit with me for a while?"
Petrella faced this young human and thought about it for a moment. She knew what would happen if she stayed out of the water too long. Her gills would dry. However, curiosity got the best of her, and she was willing to take the risk. She wanted to sit next to him, to touch his flesh. Petrella nodded.
"Okay. I'll need some help, though. I'm hurt."
"Yes, yes, no problem. Come over here."
Finard bent down and reached for her hand. She was lighter than he expected. Her body was trim. He lifted her out of the water, settling her down on the pier, carefully adjusting her fin over the edge. He noticed her exposed flesh.
"Whoa!"
he stumbled.
You're naked."
Petrella looked down, covering herself with her hair. Suddenly she remembered human females wore clothing.
"Please, forgive me."
No, I mean, yes. Here, wear this."
He removed his shirt and handed it to her.
"Put this on."
Petrella stared up at his bare chest. A tattoo of a star encircled his left chest muscle. She tried putting the shirt on, but it was in so much pain.
I can't."
Finard glanced at her back. She had several wounds that were long and deep, but there wasn't any bleeding.
"I see you're badly injured."
He scanned the pier, remembering his bag. He pulled out a green cloak.
"You'll be okay with this. Let me put it around you."
"Thank you,"
Petrella whispered as Finard gingerly draped it over her. The young man sat down next to her, his long legs dangling over the dock.
"What happened to you?"
The trees rustled around them. Her fin waggled in the wind. Petrella quivered under the cloak. She knew she couldn't stay out of the water very long.
"I scratched myself on a coral reef."
Finard nodded, but wasn't convinced.
"That doesn't look like coral scratches to me."
Unable to tell Finard the truth, thinking of anything to distract her mind, Petrella quickly reached over and touched the star on his chest.